Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And would you finally welcome, with a face to launch 1,000 rockets, our scorer, Samantha.
Hey.
Our first round is entitled Wuthering Hillocks. It takes as its premise the poverty of the entertainment industry in this country. Teams, I'd like you to please come up with some suggestions for cost-cutting versions of well-known films, plays, musicals, programs, or books. Barry, I'd like you to go first, please.
Now, Mr. Brooke Taylor's come out with a rather modest little volume, A Brief History of Tim.
Willie.
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse is to be renamed the Captain Mark Phillips story.
Graham.
Watch out, Beadles at Home.
Sex, Lies, and Pop-Up Books.
Clint Eastwood, cutting back, he's made a new film called The Outlaw Josie Clandidno. Instead of Wales.
Devin Oxford, Inspector Leth.
The Chamomile Tea Bag.
The Wheaton Porridge called Oats. That's a cereal, actually.
This week in Parliament will be an evening with Giles Brendriff.
My left 6 inches. Daniel, half an hour, Lewis.
Annie, get your stick.
And Bob Full House becomes Bob Got Vacancies.
Charlie and the Chocolate Biscuit.
I'm going to have to stem this flow of invention now. We're going to go on now to a next round, which is entitled Antithetical Duets, which involves two groups of two people, with each group singing a different song. It's not to be confused with Antitheistical Duets, which involves one group of two people, in which both people sing songs that dispute the existence of a god. Here are the rules as I understand them. Each team has a song. Team A starts singing their song, and shall I do this?
Oh.
And I did that with a buzzer, at which point Team B...
You did it with a horn.
Don't be pedantic.
Oh, right.
At which point Team B should start singing their song. When I do this... again... And that was a horn that time.
You don't know the difference between a horn and a buzzer. You're in big trouble.
Team A must take up their song again from the precise point at which they left off, and so on. Gosh, what fun. Team C will provide the musical accompaniment. Go on, Colin.
We've been given...
Listen, you're supposed to be the musical...
We've been given words that says the sun has got his hat on. Is that relevant?
Yes,
but you're not going to start.
Oh, okay.
Barry and Graham are going to start, and your song is Bye Bye Blackbird.
Thank you,
Mum. And Tim and Willie, your song is The Summer's Got His Hat On.
Oh, that's a kind of bit.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
Okay, introduction, please.
Waiting for the buzzer, Humphrey.
If Colin Sell hadn't barged in about 10 minutes ago, none of this could have happened. We could have got on with the game.
That's a buzzer.
That's a very thick horn.
Okay. Colin, the introduction, please, to Barry and Graham's song, which is Bye Bye Blackbird.
Pack up all my care and woe. Here I go. Singing low. The sun has got his hat on, singing hip hip hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today. Now we'll all be happy. Bye, bye. somebody wait for me. Sugar sweet. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has gone down, and he's coming out today. He's been planning. So is she. Chorus. I've been to Bottle, and now he's coming back to do the same to Lambert. No one here can love him. Hip, hip, hooray. The sun has got his back on Sandy. Oh, what hard luck stories they all have.
He's coming out today. Oh, I've enjoyed myself for the first time in 20 years. Let's do it again.
And God does exist.
Teams, I'm going to introduce a team, round now, called commentaries. In it, I shall ask each team member to provide a commentary on a particular historical event, but in the style of my choosing. Tim, you're going to start this one. World War II in the style of a parish magazine.
Last Saturday, Mr. Chamberlain, reading from a piece of paper, introduced Mr. Hitler, who kindly opened the proceedings with an amusing speech or two and an impromptu invasion of Poland. Later, Mr. Churchill, standing in for Mr. Chamberlain, organized some games on the beaches and was particularly fulsome in his praise of the few who took part in the aerial display. The WI, as usual, did a splendid job feeding 50 million, and their spam store was a great success. Winners included Dame Mara Hess, dried egg and spoon race, Charles de Gaulle, potato most like its owner. Mussolini's silliest walk. And, as usual, everyone sat on the greasy poles. Mention should be made of some Americans who appeared rather late in the afternoon to help clear up. The vicar finally thanked everyone for taking part and fervently hoped this event would not take place ever again.
Harry. I want you to do the Charge of the Light Brigade in the style of Murray Walker.
Ain't here in the valley of death, there's 600 are lined up waiting for the flag. Lord Raglan in pole position, Lord Cardigan in the McLaren, and Nigel Mansell nowhere near born yet. The Cannon Williams volley and thunder, louder and louder, which reminds me, have you seen Nicky lately, James?
No, Murray.
Thank you, James, and they're off. I can see Raglan signalling to Cardigan, pull over. What a sensational start. Meow, meow. Now, that's me making those noises. But there are no cars here. I'd like a...
two voices. Not a penny extra. I'd like a pee, please, Bob.
Thank you, Jane. And they are dead, hundreds of them. But there's no way Cardigan will fall off his horse. Oh, he's fallen off his horse. Back to Rory Bremner, who does this much better than I do.
Willie Rushton, the auction of the BBC in the style of Richard Dimbleby, please.
Well, here we are in the great room of the old Chatham Hotel, Brighton, to witness the auction of those few parts of the BBC still remaining after the cutbacks. So far, this morning, Her Majesty the Queen has bought Radio 1 as something for Prince Edward to play with. Radio 2 was gone to a knacker's yard in Gosport, where the new owners say it will be shot. Radio 3 was picked up for a song by an old folks home in Eastbourne. And Radio 4 is now about to be auctioned. What price Radio 4? Well, there's not much activity for possibly the finest radio channel in the world, but a man has just removed my glass of water, my jug, my ashtray, and now he's taken my microphone.
And finally, Graham Garden, the Fire of London, in the style of a Radio 4 continuity announcer.
Well, now, before the next program, here is a road traffic report. The fire, which started late last night in Pudding Lane, is still out of control and now covers most of the city of London. And speaking of the city, you can hear an extended version of Money Box with Louise Botting and Vincent Duggleby at 11:30 on Monday morning. With thousands of Londoners fleeing from the blaze, the roads leading out of the city are at a standstill, with tailbacks stretching right out to the Hanger Lane gyratory system. Well, St. Paul's Cathedral may have gone up in smoke, but there are some glum faces at Brookfield Farm.
Jolly good. We're going on now to the round which is called Straight Face. The object of this round is for the team members not to get laughs. Teams, I shall ask you in turn to suggest a series of unfunny words that are in some way associated with the seaside town of Brighton. Anyone caught arousing mirth will be instantly disqualified. One who's left at the end will be the winner. Willie, you're going to start this one, please.
Pebbles.
Pia.
You lay them, we'll crack them.
I didn't hear anything. Tim.
Bell.
Littoral.
Sorry, didn't hear that.
Littoral, as in shore.
You sure?
Sure. Rock. Pavilion.
Weekend.
Loosh.
Now, wait a minute. I heard a titter.
Did you titter, sir?
He nods. Barry, you're out.
Oh.
Willie, go on.
Stain.
Sorry about that.
That's people taking it very seriously indeed.
That leaves just Graham and Tim. A ding-dong battle, if ever I saw one. Go on, Graham.
Hove.
Wait.
Tim, you're the winner.
Oh,
all right, then, it's time for a round of limericks. I shall furnish you each with a potent first line, which I'd like you to complete in limerick form, taking one line each. So, Tim, you're going to start this one. The art of the old Highland reel
is to spin round upon your left heel.
Then you waggle your duck.
With a bit of a smuck.
At least those are my grounds for appeal.
Graham, here's your first line. At a party when doing the rumba,
down my trousers I thrust a cucumber.
My God, what is that?
Cried a girl in a hat.
So I gave her my telephone number.
Willie, here's one for you. When invited to a Morris dance...
When invited to a Morris dance, I strap on my bells in advance.
Advice. My God, what is that?
Cried a girl in a hat.
Another cucumber, perchance?
And finally, with the scores level pegging, it's for you, Barry, to start this next one. For those who enjoy a gavotte.
I do.
I admit it, a lot.
I've spent hundreds of nights
leaping round in my kites.
And it does keep the vegetables hot.
Okay, now this is my favorite game now. This is called Smugglers. In this round, the teams will take it in turns to be smugglers and customs officers. The smugglers should attempt to conceal certain items in longer words or phrases in an attempt to dodge the sophisticated X-ray buzzer system of the customs officers. Tim and Willie, I'd like you to go first. In your items to smuggle are the names of famous philosophers.
Well, bless me, Jack. The Reader's Digest. Who passed this? I'm hungry, Willie. What couldn't I do with a Plato pie, Pythagoras, and a breath of fresh AJ air?
Yes, Grant.
The spotted one, Plato, I think, was in there.
Oh, it's a fair cop.
Carry on.
I can never find a trolley. Are there any Descartes? The stock rates are very high. But I can't Hegel. That. I shall write a letter to whom it may concern.
That's enough thought for today.
Our listeners at home spotted 27. Barry and Graham spotted 1. And we go over to you to start smuggling now, please.
What is smuggling?
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, wait a minute. I've left out an important detail. You're going to smuggle the names of well-known characters from the Bible.
Oh, that helps us, you see, Humphrey.
Yeah.
Because I was looking for Chelsea football.
Off you go, Barry.
Yeah. You're going to the Philippians, and I'm wearing a big hat to keep the sun off. Everybody wears a big hat out there. Adam, big hat. Seth, big hat. Enos, big hat. Canaan, big hat.
Didn't spot any there, Willie, did you?
I've never heard of anybody called Big Hat.
No.
No, he's just a Chelsea footballer of that name now in 1947. Very perky, it'll write off.
I'm going to take...
Arnie Big Hat, I think his name was.
A money box. A cane chair. Oh, I'm not able to lift it. Would you, Adam, leave it? What?
Tim spotted one.
Yes. Like that. Cain and Abel and Adam and Eve. I got 4 there.
Yes, and chair. Their little known son.
I'll give you 2.
I've got an inflatable Esther Ransom. You may notice one
eye higher
than the other.
What? You play. Sorry.
Complete with a repair kit for it, for the punctures, pilot light for the oven.
I want to see you blow it up.
James Bond video, Nebuchadnezzar again.
Which game are we in? Just remind me. Have you finished?
Professionally, you mean?
I think.
Yeah. Right, we're going to go on to the next game.
Good game, that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
They should have won the cup that year.
I tell you what. Let's have a quick game of hide and seek. Colin Sell, I'd like you to please provide some suitable music for the teams to hide to. Right, teams, you have 10 seconds from now to find a suitable hiding place that will ensure that you're unlikely to be found for a very long time. Right, that seems to be 10 seconds. Good, now. Colin, I'd like you to go and look for them, please. Okay, teams, you can come out from under your tables. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have time to wait for Colin, so it looks as though we'd better go on to the next round without him. Luckily, it's a musical round. And this one's a great favorite of Samantha's and mine, too. I've selected some of my favorite easy listening discs, which I shall play in on my gramophone for team members to sing along to. At a completely random point, Samantha will turn down my volume knob. When the knob is turned up again, if you're within a couple of semiquavers of the original, I shall be awarding points. And points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Oh, Nuremberg fodder. This week's prize is a new book by J.R. Hartley entitled Sex, Drugs, and Freshwater Ground Bait. Willie, now, we are going to start, Willie. Will you accompany Frank Sinatra singing Strangers in the Night?
You started yet? You're very old, you don't know anymore. Strangers in the Night. Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What was... You wonder what voice to put on when you're singing with Sinatra. In love. Before breakfast. Well, that's all. Before the night was through. Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile, Scooby-Doo, was so exciting. Something in my heart, this is dirty, told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people.
You.
Oh. Oh, fool. Okay, slower and slower as the years go by. Miles behind.
What are you doing all that time?
I wrote a book while you did.
I don't know why that got any applause, but still. Graham, you're going to join Charles Penrose now singing The Laughing Policeman.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
Ha 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 ha. Whoa ho ho ho, ha 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 ha. Whoa ho ho ho, ha 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 ha. Whoa ho ho ho, ha ha ho 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 ho, ha ha ha.
That was nearer, but there's still room for improvement. Barry, see what you can do. Join Tom Jones now singing a song called Kiss.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience
just a show
to turn me out.
Got a cucumber on the track.
You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular style I'm more compatible with. I just want your
shoot him now,
time
really.
And
put him out of his misery.
Kiss.
Kiss.
Oh.
Lady in the front rows have thrown something onto the stage.
Stop.
Right, oh, Tim.
The white stick. Sorry.
Tim, with all to play for now, will you accompany Rolf Harris singing Sunrise? And feel...
Oh, must I?
Oh, God. Feel free, the rest of you, to...
Sunrise, be bringing the morning. Sunrise, bring in the morning, fluttering the skirts all around. Sunrise, ye come in the dawning. Sunrise, come with the dawning, spreading all the light all around. Sunrise, on the kangaroo call. Sunrise on the kangaroo call. You're listening to you all around. Sunrise filling all the whole world.
You like the picture?
We're almost out of time, so we've got to hurry on now to a swift round of Vegetable Film Club. Teams, I'd like you to suggest some titles of films of suitable viewing for an audience of vegetarians. Okay, Tim, off you go.
Bean series of films. Dirty Harry Cobean. Billy the Kidney Bean. Stop or My Mum Will Bean Shoot.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. The African Quorn.
When Harry Coe Met Celery.
War and Peas.
L. Swede.
Speaking of epics, there's Kirk Douglas as leader of the gladioli in Asparagus. Jack Lemmon and Shirley McCain's in The Allotment.
The Night My Cucumber Came Up.
What is that? Said a girl in a hat.
The Kale House Rock with Elvis Parsley.
A quiche before dying.
Texas Coleslaw Massacre.
Mushroom with a View.
Rice Pudding, The Mad Monk.
Ill Meat by Marmite.
Radish of the Lost Ark.
The Silence of the Yams.
Of Human Roughage.
The End If.
That really is all there is time for this week. So join us again when we'll be back here in Brighton next week. In the meantime, from all of us, goodbye.
Bye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey.